Today on the Pure Sweat Basketball Show, the foundation of leadership and teamwork is caring.
Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym.
Turn my headphones up!
Let's eliminate the will to win and think about the will to prepare to win.
That's how winning is done.
It's about being a great teammate. It's about being accountable to one another. It's about being tough. It's about doing the right things for each other, but it's about doing it every day.
This is Fran Frischella from ESPN, and you are listening to the Pure Sweat Basketball Show.
Thank you for listening to the show that is truly committed to raising the game by making every episode a micro clinic. I'm your host, Alan Stein. Today's show is brought to you by Dr. Dish, the only shooting machine that we endorse at Pure Sweat. In today's episode, I share the foundation of leadership and teamwork. But before we jump in, did you know that a high school basketball team that decreases their turnovers committed by 3 per game will win an additional 2 games per season? Thanks to the Crossover crew for making film sessions easy and efficient by categorizing and organizing your video clips for you. You can easily share clipped film with everyone in your program on any mobile device. Visit crossoverwithak.com/puresweat to try a game for free and let them help you be more productive in the film room. All right, let's jump into today's topic, the foundation of leadership and teamwork. I want to help you develop the vital skill of giving someone or something your full, undivided attention. I want to encourage you to live present in a digitally distracted society so you'll be more connected, more productive, and influential as a leader and a teammate. My guess is, right now, while you're listening to this, you're also doing something else. Maybe you're driving. Maybe you're folding some laundry or cutting the grass. Maybe you're working out. But you're probably not fully present with this podcast. Have you ever been talking to someone on the phone and you can tell they're doing something else on the other end? I was talking to a good friend of mine the other day about something rather deep and personal, and without warning, he said, can I get a number 3 with lemonade? Huh? Here I am thinking we're having a heart-to-heart talk, and he's ordering food at a drive-thru. Or have you ever been standing with someone, or maybe out to lunch, and they're staring at their phone the entire time while you're with them? So what do? Invariably, you pull out your phone and you do the same thing, and then you both just sit there like dumb and dumber. The sad part is we've all become numb to this behavior. We understand that that's the way the world is now. Well, just because something is understandable doesn't mean it's acceptable. And not giving someone that deserves it your full attention is unacceptable. It doesn't matter if it's one of your players, your coworker, your spouse, or your child. The foundation of leadership and teamwork is caring. And since we're constantly blitzed by distractions, our most valuable currency when it comes to leadership and teamwork is our attention. Giving someone your full, undivided attention shows that you truly care, and caring creates connection. So if you want to be a better leader and you want to be a better teammate, you need to make the choice to show people you care and give them your full attention and be present. For additional stories and proven strategies on improving genuine leadership and authentic teamwork, please visit AlanSteinJr.com. And if you visit right now, you can instantly receive a free copy of 8 books every leader needs to read to maximize their impact and influence. Once again, that's AlanSteinJr.com. Well, that's it for me, folks. I really appreciate you listening. I hope I helped you raise your game. We want to thank our partners at Dr. Dish for uplifting basketball training with their groundbreaking shooting machines. Please check out drdishbasketball.com for more. All right, let's get back in the gym.